Welcome, welcome. I'm pleased to welcome everyone to our series, Shrubs of Today Become Tomorrow's Forest. Here you will learn the latest information about how to protect, feed and care for our youngest children, the shrubs, so they become strong, healthy and clever, the productive forest of tomorrow. If our families can do this with the support of their community, we will ensure a bright future for Ghana. In case you have not heard our earlier programs, the idea for this series developed when the results of the latest health survey for Ghana were released and showed that one in every three children in northern Ghana is chronically malnourished. That means that one of every three children is not getting what they need to grow adequately on a daily basis. These children are not necessarily the very thin, sickly children we think about when we hear malnourished. Rather, they are just small or significantly short for their age. Because we have so many children like this, we are unaware of the malnutrition problem in our midst. You might wonder what difference this extreme shortness in a child makes. The extreme shortness is a sign of poor development of body and mind. It develops during this first 1,000-day period, when a baby or young child is not well fed and cared for. We must ensure that our babies and young children get what they need during this period because the losses in physical and mental development during this period cannot be corrected later in life and would mean that our children will not be able to reach their potential, for example, in school achievement or as productive adults. Each week on this program, we shall share the experiences of families and the best guidance from health and nutrition experts in Ghana. Our episodes will be guided by our health reporter,
Akol Bla,
and by Madam
Asibi,
a senior nurse who has worked for many years in clinics around the country. She has helped hundreds of our families with young children. Now she is grandmother to 10 thriving grandchildren. Madam
Asibi
is convinced that there are a few simple but important actions that all families can and should be doing to ensure a better and brighter future of their children. Now, let's catch up with Madam
Asibi,
who today is relaxing at
Zuorung
Chips Compound in
Bolga
with her daughter,
Atene Akulbla.
Our reporter caught up with Madam
Asibi
there and will go with her to a mother-to-mother support group meeting to talk about successful breastfeeding. Let's join them.
Hello, listeners. I'm
Akol Bla,
your health reporter. Right now, I'm on my way to talk with Madam
Asibi.
If you remember, Madam
Asibi
advice on how to successfully begin breastfeeding at the time of our child's birth was very interesting. Today, she wants to talk more about breastfeeding, but this time about how to continue successful breastfeeding. Madam
Asibi
wants to talk about this with some women from
Mother to Mother Support Group.
Hello,
Akol Bla.
You're welcome. Please come and sit next to me. I hope you don't mind staying here. At least there's a nice breeze.
Oh, Madam
Asibi,
I don't mind. There's a lovely compound, and as I rush to get here, I'm quite warm. While I get settled, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thanks very much,
Akol Bla.
As always, it's a pleasure for me to share my experiences with our listeners. I am a registered qualified nurse with special training in childcare. I have worked for nearly 30 years in hospitals, clinics, and communities all over Ghana. I chose to work with this program to help all parents do their best for their young children. Today, I want to continue to talk about breastfeeding, the very best start we can give our children. To start us off, I have invited my daughter,
Atene,
to join us since she is a new mother and can tell you what breastfeeding has been like for her. Then she'll take us to a meeting of the
Zuarungo
mother-to-mother support group. Here she is now.
Hello,
Atene.
It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is
Akol Bla.
Thank you for agreeing to talk to me. And as you know, by extension, you are actually speaking with many more people. So say hello to our listeners.
Nice to meet you,
Akol Bla.
And hello, everyone. Let me introduce the little one on my back.
Anaba.
He's really the reason my mom has joined me here. She wants to see him.
Well, hello,
Anaba.
How old is he?
Anaba.
He's just 4 months old. It seems like only yesterday that he was born, but I know he has already grown so much.
Yes, I can see that he's so healthy, and that is why Madam
Asibi
wants you to be our guide today as we continue to talk about breastfeeding. So what are your secrets?
Well, so far the simple secret is breast milk and breast milk only. That means no water or other liquids and no other food should pass the baby's lips until he's 6 months old.
Yes, I remember. This is what your mom told us last time when we were talking about breastfeeding newborns. The advice made sense for newborns, but
Anaba
now seems quite big. Madam
Asibi,
can you explain why, even up to 6 months, one shouldn't give other food or drink to the baby?
Certainly. Breast milk really is the perfect food and drink designed by nature, just for babies. It has all the food, water, and nutrients that babies need. For the first 6 months, breast milk alone is the best way to satisfy a baby's needs and keep him or her healthy.
So there's no need to give water to a baby, even in hot weather, like I hear some mother saying?
That's correct. Part of breast milk is water, so it will quench any thirst.
But what have you seen? Do most Ghanaian mothers feed breast milk only until their baby reaches 6 months?
Hey,
you do pay attention to what you hear. Many mothers here certainly do give only breast milk for the first 6 months. But unfortunately, some do not. There are many reasons they don't, and this is what I would like to discuss today. If mothers can only have confidence in their breastfeeding, we would have more mothers giving only breast milk for 6 months.
And what about you,
Atene?
Are you going to be able to give
Anaba
only breast milk for another couple of months?
So far, I've given only breast milk and I plan to continue. This is why
Anaba
looks so healthy, but it hasn't always been easy. About a month ago, I had a chat with my mom because I was worried.
I remember. Tell the listeners why.
I thought
Anaba
seemed unsatisfied with only breast milk because he was a little fuzzy and he kept watching me when I would drink something. I wanted to give him water and maybe some porridge.
But I told her, please don't. There are many reasons why babies fuss. If she feels that
Anaba
wants more to eat, she should breastfeed him more or perhaps for a longer time so he gets all the milk in the breast, including the rich hind milk. Breastfeeding the baby well is critical.
Mom, here you go.
Akolbila.
Before Mom gives you the breastfeeding lecture, let's start off to my meeting.
Hey,
Atene.
I know what you mean. Yes, let's start out. So, Madam
Asibi,
while you walk, I have the microphone on so you can tell our listeners about what it means to breastfeed well.
Akolbila,
you have hit on what we need to make sure all families understand. There are three important questions we ask ourselves when we want to know if a mother is breastfeeding well. First, is she feeding enough times each day? A young baby should breastfeed between 10 and 12 times daily. If they have not shown they want to feed for more than 4 hours, it is important to see if they are ready to breastfeed again, even if it means waking them up. The second question is, has the baby fed long enough? This means taking time to empty the milk in both breasts before stopping, which can be very hard for mothers who are busy with work. It is very important to do this because the most nutritious milk comes out only after the baby has been suckling for a while. And babies who don't feed long enough start fussing again quickly. Finally, we need to ask, is the mother holding the baby comfortably? And also, is the baby sucking on the breast properly? To be well attached to the breast, again, the mother should not be trying to work. The baby should be held close to the mother's body, and its whole body should be supported by the mother's hand and arm. The baby should have his mouth wide open and have most of the dark area around the mother's nipple in its mouth. If a mother is not sure that the baby is getting plenty of breast milk, she should consult with the nurse at the clinic for help.
Mom, I get you, but I often hear from my friends that they are too busy with chores to sit and breastfeed.
It's true that it's hard to get all of your chores done and feed your baby well. I encourage husbands and other family members to help mothers with their chores when the mother must breastfeed so much. But also, Mothers should realize that a few extra minutes breastfeeding pays off because the baby is much more satisfied and won't cry again right away. The baby will be more content.
Okay, Madam
Asibi,
you've done it again. Pointed out a job for fathers, helping the woman with some household chores. That's a good one. Ah, here we are at the meeting before I can say more.
Yes, yes. Here are my friends. Let's go in quickly. Everyone is here.
After you, Madam
Asibi.
And let me help you out with little Anaba. Here we are,
Zuorun,
mother-to-mother support group, and
Atene
and Madam
Asibi
are just saying hello. So let's listen.
Hello, my friends. I am Madam
Asibi.
Atene.
Mom, I believe she has told you about our visit today. So thank you for allowing us to share our discussion on the radio so other mothers can benefit from your experiences. Let me start by congratulating you wonderful mothers. The nurse at the clinic told me that the numbers of young children with poor growth in your community has gone down in just 1 year. You have definitely improved how you are feeding your babies, and the nurse tells me you made a pledge to give breast milk only for the first 6 months of your baby's life. This is what we are going to talk about today. Are you willing to share your breastfeeding experiences?
Yes, we agree.
To begin, I would like to ask you to tell our audience how a mother should feed her baby until it is 6 months old.
Only breast milk, no water or other food from the first minute.
That's right. However, knowing what to do and doing it are very different things. How many of you have given your baby only breast milk and nothing more during the first 6 months? Please raise your hand and be honest. Wow, I am impressed. Almost all of you have been successful, and I see that some of you with newborns are in the process. From what I hear from
Atene,
many of you have overcome doubts and difficulties to continue your baby only breast milk for these first 6 months. I would like to ask you to speak about how you have achieved success with breastfeeding. Do I have a volunteer to talk?
Yes, Madam
Asibi.
I got to 6 months, but only my leg. When my little was about 4 months old, my mother told me to give her porridge because she said my breast milk was not enough. She urged me to give extra water, also because the weather was so hot. What could I do? I started my little girl on porridge and offered her water. But then she got diarrhea. With blessings, I went right away to the clinic where the nurse told me to stop the porridge and water. In its place, breastfeed 2 more times each day, making sure that
Ayinima
got all of the milk.
Ayinima
got better, and I continued with only breast milk until the nurse told me that it was time to start food. I was lucky. I told my friends to breastfeed only.
Thank you. You make an important point. Introducing foods and other liquids before 6 months can lead to diarrhea and other serious illnesses. Diarrhea can be devastating to our little ones, and breastfeeding only is critical to keeping it away for as long as possible. Giving only breast milk helps protect babies because it has substances that work like immunizations. I am sorry you had to find out the hard way. If every family knew about the risk of illnesses, it is hard to understand why families would risk giving other liquids or food. Any more stories? Anyone else?
I had a problem when my little girl,
Adongma,
was about 3 months. She kept looking at me like she was hungry or thirsty, and then she would cry or get very fussy. She did the same with my husband and my mother-in-law. Everyone thought my breast milk was no longer enough. I started to give her porridge and juice. She didn't get so sick, but the nurse at the clinic saw that she was not growing. She told me and my husband that it was because the porridge was not nourishing
Adongma
like breast milk. Little
Adongma
was feeling full and taking less breast milk. She was not ready for food. The nurse said that the best food for a baby to grow is breast milk and that there are many reasons why babies cry or are fussy. It could be that
Adongma
just wanted attention. So we stopped the porridge and I went back to breastfeeding. You can see how happy
Adongma
is today. My Apambla is very good natured. So when he's fuzzy, it is usually because he has a very wet or dirty nap.
Yes, that's certainly one common reason. A mom should always check the nappy if the baby is fuzzy.
Well, my baby is 5 months old, and often when she is fuzzy, it is because she is frustrated as she tries to do something and can't.
That's right. Babies need and want attention. Some of the best time that mothers and babies spend together is during breastfeeding. If your baby wants attention, sit down when you feed and give them the attention they are asking for by singing and talking with them. Yes, babies are always exploring and trying things. And like any of us, if we are not successful, we get frustrated and often fussy.
Also, some babies are always looking for attention, especially when you have chores to finish.
Any other reasons for a fussy baby?
I can think of one. Babies tend to be fussy when they are tired.
You are right. There are things that the mother can do to help her baby sleep better. Do you have some suggestions?
You can try to keep quiet when the baby is sleeping. Of course, that means keeping your husband under control.
So true. Any more ideas? Well, one of the best ideas is to breastfeed your baby for a long enough time. A baby who feeds until it empties both breasts, fills its tummy, and almost always has a good sleep afterwards. When the mother gives the breast for a minute just to keep the baby quiet, the child is not satisfied and won't sleep soundly, interrupting your chores. What a wonderful discussion. I have just one more thing to discuss. Last month, my daughter,
Atene,
noticed that her little
Anaba
seemed to be asking for her food or drink. She wondered what to do. Was
Anaba
reaching out a sign he was hungry or thirsty? It seems that you aren't sure. Well, babies are curious, and so they are going to reach for something new or follow the scent of food. But it doesn't mean they want it. They don't know enough. They are curious, not hungry or thirsty. Let them touch the glass, but not drink the water. Can you satisfy your baby's curiosity without offering food or drink?
Yes.
Correct. As mothers, we need to be teachers. We should listen to our children, but remember they don't know what is best. You have all been wonderful. Let me see if you have any questions, since I have been asking so many questions.
Yes, I have one. Because we can't see inside our baby's tummy, how do we know our baby has taken enough breast milk?
This is a very good question. A lot of mothers just don't believe that their breast milk is enough. Maybe the best proof is if your baby is soiling several nappies a day. It should be about 6. But the real proof is that the baby is growing well. A young baby should gain at least 1/2 kilo each month. The health workers at the health clinic can tell you if the baby is growing well at the monthly growth monitoring sessions.
I suppose we have to remember that when our little one cries, it does not mean that he's not getting enough breast milk.
That's right. Remember that you can feel confident if you are following best breastfeeding practices. That means 1. Giving only breast milk. 2. Breastfeeding at least 8 times a day and at night. And 3. Feeding long enough each time to empty one or both breasts. Which means taking time to breastfeed and not trying to do it always while working. If you are feeding like this, then you can be confident that your baby is getting enough and that the crying is a signal of something else.
Sister, I have a question. What do you advise a mother who is breastfeeding her 3-month-old baby but has also started porridge? After listening to all my sisters today, I would like to stop the porridge.
Ah, that is an excellent question. And it seems you are talking about yourself. It is not too late to do the right thing. This will be a gradual process, but it is possible. First, increase the amount of breast milk at each feeding by taking the time to empty both breasts at each feeding. That way, your baby won't be hungry for porridge and you can slowly decrease it. Also, breastfeed between 10 and 12 times both day and night. Does anyone here remember the secret to a mother making enough breast milk?
I remember. Nature makes it so that the more the mother breastfeeds, the more milk she'll have for breastfeeding.
Correct. It is one of those wonderful things that happens naturally. The more the baby sucks, the more milk the mother produces. So, as you breastfeed for longer and increase the number of feedings, your milk supply will increase and you can stop giving porridge. It is nature's way of protecting our young ones.
I think I understand. It's almost like the more you tickle a child, the more laughter you produce.
That's a great way to describe what is happening. I'll have to remember that one.
Akolbla.
You have been so patient over there recording this meeting for our radio audience. What do you have to say?
Speaking for myself, my head is spinning with so much information. I would like to thank all of the mothers and
Atene.
And you, Madam
Asibi,
for this wonderful group meeting. I'm sure the questions of the group are similar to the questions of our audience. Thank you again. Until next time.
I'd like to thank Madam
Asibi and Akolbla
for a very interesting and useful discussion. I hope that you have all enjoyed this program. Today we shared information with you on how to successfully breastfeed babies in the first 6 months of life with only breast milk. Some of the most important points that Madam
Asibi
and the mothers shared today include: 1. Feed babies only breast milk for the first 6 months of life, no water or porridge. 2. Breastfeed the baby at least
10 to 12 times both day and night.
And 3. Take time to breastfeed, emptying both breasts at each feeding. A baby who fusses or seems to be asking for food is not always hungry or thirsty. Do not give them food or water. Remember, give the baby the best start in life. Breast milk only for the first 6 months. I hope that you have all enjoyed this program and that you will tell your friends, especially those with young babies, to listen to this show and share Madam
Asibi
advice widely. Program Shrubs of Today Are Tomorrow's Future was made possible by the generous support of the American people through the U.S. Agency for International Development and its partner, the Spring Project, under the auspices of the Ghana Health Service.
So many children are stunted, malnourished. What can I do? What should I do to prevent my child from malnutrition?